Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Good morning, Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Good morning.
How's it going? Beautiful day out there.
Oh, I know. I'm enjoying our lovely spring.
Yes. It has been a great week, actually.
Except my nose is not. I don't know. There's some allergen in the air
that
spring brings to fruition.
Do you think is there a particular something
No, I've never had this before. This is the first year I've been having, and I'm like, either my house is really dusty, so I'm being obsessively trying to get rid of it, or it's just spring.
Okay, just spring. Spring is in the air. Now, this morning, okay. Dr. Kirsten.
Now, I've got a couple stories to tell. So, I wanted to do acoustic covers.
Okay, acoustic covers.
And, you know, so as a pop song and you do an acoustic version.
Yes.
And I found a heap, it sounds so simple. Anyway, I found heaps of things to say about this. For one thing, I guess before we start, I thought, you know, how interesting you can, you know, listen to like how they change the version and how like the melody can sound, you know, it's stripped back without instrumentation. And I was playing it to a friend last night and they thought these versions were terrible. So I thought, you know, I'm getting all musicologically complex and how interesting it is and what people think. But no, I'm going to brand the show as like a humorous joke versions. How about that?
You're like, I'm onto something here. These songs are beautiful. Yeah. And then your friend is like, no, they suck. No. Hey, what are we going to start with this morning?
Okay, let's start with Branches. The version of The Darkness.
Ah, yeah, here we go. Hopefully this works. Come on, computer. I was having some computer issues before. Let's go. Can you hear that, Kirsten?
I can.
Yes.
Can't explain all the feelings that you're making me feel.
Oh, some singer-songwriter stuff here, Kirsten.
My heart's in overdrive and you're behind the steering wheel.
I saw these guys at the Big Day Out one year. It was great.
The darkness? Branches?
The Darkness. When they were like, very novel.
Well, yeah, they started out kind of a joke-ish too, didn't they?
I believe in a thing called justice and in the rhythm of my heart. There's a chance we can make it now. We'll be rocking till the sun goes down. I believe in a thing called love.
Oh, a bit of banjo on there.
I think this sounds good, but anyway.
I have a soft spot for this song, and I you know, it was like, just take it with a grain of salt, a bit of fun, you know, the original.
Well, so the lead singer of The Darkness, Justin, I can't remember his surname, he's got a podcast now that's apparently, you know, who doesn't? But anyway, he's got a podcast doing really well, and apparently he loves to play cover versions.
Do you know that one of his bands covers Darcy Clay's All I Gotta Do? Anyone out there listening? So he's covered local legend Darcy Clay.
Wow.
You can track that down somewhere.
So this has been played on Justin's podcast. It's been played on, I think, you know, TV shows like to do kind of acoustic cover versions, you know, like an angsty acoustic version of a pop song over the track of over a sort of a sad, thoughtful, wistful moment. Apparently this band The Branches, they're from LA and San Francisco. They've been on X Factor. They call their music indie folk rock family fun. Folk instrumentals, pop inspirations. Harmony driven indie rock is their other Harmony rock. Family fun. But I think it would be fun live. Can you imagine you going to see a gig, you know?
It'd be great. Take the kids.
In a large, afternoon park or in a pub.
Kirsten, how do you reckon acoustic covers affect the way listeners perceive the original song?
Well, I think, it gives you a chance to hear how the melody sounds. Like, you know, not distracted by the singer's charisma or vocal timbre being so interesting. Mm-hmm. And I think this song tracks. You know, the chorus is really good. And as you said before, I'm loving the banjo. Okay, so what are we playing now?
Was that us? Yep, that was. Well, it's your call. This is your
okay,
feature.
Okay. Well, let's play Jocelyn Schofield, 2013, Daft Punk. We're up all night to get lucky. Now, the irony of this is Daft Punk are the most, like, they're literally like robots.
Yes.
All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? Oh, the force of love beginning. We've come too far.
What role would you say authenticity plays in the appeal of acoustic covers?
Well, okay, this sounds a little jokey to me, but she's a really respected sort of composer, vocalist, and songwriter. She writes backing music for like Nickelodeon and Netflix. She does do reinvented cover song versions. She's got 35 million listens on Spotify's and YouTube's. I think she's done versions. Now I can't remember when I've written this. Can't read my handwriting. So You Think You Can Dance. I think she's done writing reversions of songs for You So You Think You Can Dance. And she's a vocal coach. So, like, she's not a joke, but she is. But, now here's another thing I wanted to add to you is, so the word acoustic just means sound, yes. Right? Like, this room has good acoustics, and it's a branch of physics to study sound. This is going to freak you out. It's freaking me out. What's that phenomenon where you can't remember something and everyone else remembers something? Anyway, the word acoustic starting for a branch of music has just been since the 2000s.
Really?
Yeah. So the word had this other meaning that it's supposed to have. And so it's called a retronym, R-E-T-R-O-N-Y-M, meaning that you're sort of using this word to describe things previously when they weren't described that way. So, you know, how confusing is that? We imagine it's always been there. But no, it wasn't until you had electronic instruments like synthesizers and electric guitar that really transformed music completely. You're like, okay, now what's music without that again? But there wasn't a name for it before because it was all music. Does that make sense?
Yes, sort of.
Is your brain hurting?
Yeah.
What's that phenomenon again? Where everyone, half the population remembers something and the other half don't? I'm losing. One of the listeners will know.
I have no idea. Like, 5395. If you know people, let us know.
Different people remember like when Elvis died on a different date and that sort of thing. Anyway, so apparently in this universe, acoustic only arrived in the 2000s as a genre name.
Wow, crazy.
And apparently because people hated the term folk music, they thought it had bad connotations.
So they just called it acoustic.
You know, let's call it acoustic. So you're not using electronic instruments. You're allowed one microphone that is electric in order to pick it up. And then it became a huge phenomenon, MTV Unplugged. So that's bands doing like their own acoustic versions.
Hmm. I mean, Kirsten, hang on, I'll just turn it down. What would you say acoustic covers tell us about the dynamics between commercial music production and grassroots or DIY scenes?
Well, to be honest, I think it shows it's just all a farce. You know, there is really no line between them. We assume that there is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because people at home are using electric, big bands like, you know, Nirvana will do an unplugged, you know, like,
yes.
So I guess, you know, if you can show you're a real, people think it's how you show you're a real musician is that you can do acoustic, isn't it? It's like when you're for real.
Mm.
But, you know, there's, you know, mainstream pop, you know, Taylor Swift could do acoustic. Beyonce's done acoustic-y sort of versions or just little tag, you know, codas of her sets and stuff like that. So I think it's an imagination we have, you know, that one's more real, one's less real, when
yes.
It's really quite false and then quite new. Actually, I was shocked. Well, okay, I'm sorry, folks. To me, early 2000s is new. my, you know, it seems like yesterday.
It's 20 years ago, you know?
I know. So there's some people on it's like, God, dude, we weren't even born. Okay, so now this last track, oh my gosh. So have a listen.
The Mandela Effect, Kirsten.
That's what it's called. Thank
We've
you
had
so
like
much
700 texts just saying Mandela Effect, Mandela Effect.
Thank you so much.
Mandela
thank
Effect.
Thank you so much. See, in my universe, we don't have that, see? So thank you. I was thinking, yeah.
Someone has just texted through saying, could you do Quincy Jones as a genre?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, what a beautiful thought. Yes, let's do that next week.
Okay.
Especially playing Michael Jackson today. So this is Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. Pretty sure even without looking it up that Quincy Jones was probably produced it. So this is instrumental. So here's another version, acoustic version. Whole genre is these sort of acoustic easy listening versions that people like.
This is very easy listening.
And my dad has countless of these CDs from the warehouse. It's like, so you're listening to a chill music in the background, but the melodies aren't new, so it's not boggling your brain completely. It's a melody that you already know.
Yeah. It's burnt into your neural pathways.
Yeah, so it's even more relaxing. Instead of your brain having to focus on a new melody.
Even more relaxing, yes.
That's right. Easy listening with even more relaxation because it's cover songs.
Only $9.99.
Well, no, they're cheaper than that, bro. Yeah. They're like $2.90. No, but this guy, like, you know, to just write this track off as sort of easily generated. He's an amazing jazz guitarist, as you can hear. It's phenomenal. And then looking him up, what a rabbit hole. So his name is Tuck Andress. And he's this white guy with a mullet and a, you know, an 80s like maroon suit on the cover of his album. But he played guitar for the Gap Band, which is one of the coolest, funkiest funk bands in the 1970s. They look like the Village People, but they're straight. Like, that's how funk they are. And so here's this white guy, such a good jazz player, that he plays with them. And then he married this woman. So normally his band name is called Tuck and Patty. His wife, Patty, she sang in a band called Brides of Funkenstein, and they were the backing band for Sly and the Family Stone and Parliament Funkadelic. So, like, this one song, which is, I think, is lovely, amazing playing,
and
but just
relaxing.
Sent me down this rabbit hole of this really talented couple and the history of funk music. Wow.
That's
yeah.
Very nice. It is very nice.
Oh, he's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to just brand this as, like, easy listening background, I think, you know, ignores his real skill.
This would be great in the supermarket if you're doing shopping. You just, yeah.
See, it wouldn't be. I would be focusing on the technique.
Yeah.
Oh, and I think live, too.
Oh, it'd be amazing. It'd
at
be
the
so
town
good.
Hall, you know, with really dark, with just sort of single light on him. I've been, there's another virtuoso guitarist, Tommy Emmanuel, that my friend's his manager, so I see him when he comes into town. And just that sort of guitar virtuoso. So there's probably heaps more people can think of, you know, really amazing. And I didn't mean for this to be sort of a joke.
Yeah.
So I guess they are funny. I was more for like different ways of listening, as the questions you were asking, you know, how we can listen to a song differently and hear different aspects of the melody, or more focus on the lyrics or more focus on the chord changes for those of you who are into that.
Yes.
Without all the bells and whistles, which is literally what the genre name means. No bells and whistles, no electric bells and whistles.
Excellent. Hey, Dr. Kirsten Zemke, thank you so much for another great edition of Travelling Tunes. We'll look forward to checking with you next Friday.
All right.
Okay, bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.